there's $375 million that goes to temporary fee reductions or eliminations on SBA loans. In addition, it also provides for us to increase the amount of the guarantee that we provide on SBA loans up to 90%. In addition, we got $255 million for a new loan program that's intended to help small businesses who are currently struggling to make payments on loans that they already have to help, in essence, bridge the gap for them. And then we also got $30 million for our existing microloan program for both technical assistance and also money that allows us to provide additional financial assistance of up to $50 million in new lending.
Is this because small businesses were saying that they weren't qualifying for small business loans? I mean, they were having a difficult time just because of their, I guess, indebtedness, or maybe they weren't considered credit worthy by banks, or even the SBA was having difficulty making these loans. So have the loan parameters relaxed a little bit?
Yeah, this is really intended to address several issues that have been going on in the credit markets for small businesses. And we actually, at the SBA, we don't do direct loans. We provide a partial government guarantee of a loan that's made by one of our lending partners. And what we've been hearing really for the last year or so is that there's been a set of common themes. One is that demand for loans has been down. Small businesses are less interested in expanding or starting or acquiring a small business in the current economic environment. Secondly, that small businesses in general are less creditworthy because the business may not be doing as well, or the owners of the business's financial situation may not be as strong. And then consistently over the last year, we've heard that lenders have been tightening credit standards, and we see evidence of that. So when you look at the stimulus bill, it's really intended to address all of those, with the reduced fees helping drive demand, with the higher guarantees helping overcome the lower credit worthiness and the tightened credit standards. I think one of the other thing that's incredibly important when you think about small businesses and their access to capital is really confidence in the economy. The stimulus bill is really intended to help get the economy going again, and that's really important for not only the health of a small business, but also their confidence in wanting to borrow money to expand or to acquire or to start up a small business.
We're talking with Eric Zarnico. He's the Associate Administrator for the Office of Capital Access at the Small Business Administration. And I was wondering, during the downturn, especially in the past, say, 9 months or a year, have you noticed a discernible uptick in the demand from small businesses banging on SBA's door for funds, for capital?
You know, what we've actually seen in our programs over the last year or so is a decline in lending volume. And once again, we work through lending partners, so small businesses would actually go to a bank or to a credit union or a small business lending company.
Yes, we forget that distinction sometimes.
Right.
But you still see the demand from your point of view for this kind of lending.
Yeah, what we've seen over the last year, so our fiscal year 2008 ended at the end of September, and we saw that demand for our loans, the number of loans made was down about 30% in the number of loans and about 13% in the dollar amount. So far in fiscal 2009, we've actually seen the number of loans decline by over 50% and the dollar amount by over 40%. We really think that that's a combination, once again, of, you know, lower demand from small businesses wanting to expand or to take on more debt in the current economic environment, as well as the reduced credit worthiness and the tightened credit standards from banks.
And so what's your hope for this money flowing out there? Do you hope that more small businesses will be able to survive the economic crunch? Because many of them, as the president said last night, are hanging by a thread.
Yeah, there's actually, you know, our hope obviously is that we're going to be able to provide additional access to capital for small businesses to help them through this current economic time. One of the provisions of the bill is really intended to directly address businesses or small businesses that are facing immediate economic hardship. They're having trouble making the payments on their current loans, but are still a viable business. So there's a provision of the bill that's really intended to help, if you will, bridge them over their current current economic struggles.
And just one final question. In the having this almost $1 billion, really, in new capital, does SBA have the staff necessary to handle all of the new loaning that might happen under it?
You know, we did get some funding for additional administrative expenses as part of implementing the stimulus bill. There's obviously a lot to digest in the legislation. It was really passed less than a week ago. But we've established teams to really tackle each section of the bill as it relates to SBA. So we're working on, you know, what are the policy decisions that need to be made, system modifications, regulations, legal requirements, reporting requirements, and have organized our teams, and we're in the process of working to implement the sections of the bill. Some of the parts of the bill really establish new programs, which will take longer. Some parts of the bill we can implement more quickly, but we really have organized our teams and are getting after how do we implement this bill both quickly but also very appropriately.